Steve, I haven't eaten a hamburger in almost 15 minutes.
You're growing.
Ow, 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 stop, ow, stop.
Coronavirus.
What's the deal with Rodney Berry? I saw him at a zoo and I said, look, everyone, a jailbird.
This is a certified classic.
Find out more at GoArmy.com.
Coronavirus.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast, gang. Welcome to our first gripe of the year.
Is that our first gripe of the year?
I don't know, man. I'm lying just for the attention.
Can I get that audio?
Of what?
The thing that you just played?
What's the deal with Rodney Berry? I saw him at a zoo and I said, look, everyone, a jailbird.
Just that mix that you had. I think it would be a good sound alert.
I'll press it on vinyl. Yeah.
No, I need it. I need a digital.
Yeah, no, I'll send it to the press soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, ow, ow, ow.
So what's up, bitch?
Ow, 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 ow,
ow. Dude, I'm chilling. I'm just chilling.
Wait. Is that a pretty good impression?
Wait.
Do it again.
Do it.
Oh, stop.
Dude, I think I might have the best grape lady impression.
Yeah, that was really
stop.
All right, Rod, you try grape lady.
Stop.
All right. Well, here's what I'll say is I'd say I have the most true, like it's very clear that is a impression of the grape lady when I do it. Clay has the funniest probably because it's Clay adding his own little spin, and Rod didn't seem to really commit to his.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of how he is as a friend.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You keep telling me that.
Would you say, Clay, that Rod is as we kind of get to know Rod a little bit better while we're out here?
Yeah.
What have we learned about Rod since I've been out of town as a friend?
He hurts you. He hurts you, but he doesn't do it out of like hate. He does it just for the attention.
Right.
Yeah.
Who did I hurt?
Me. I guess everyone I know.
Yeah, a lot of friends have been crying lately.
Who's been?
I'm basically. I mean, CJ's son actually can't even talk. He the other day started crying out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Babies just do that.
Yeah. Oh, Rod. Okay. See what Rod did? Do you see how he's manipulating babies? Like he said, they just cry. That's just what they do. No,
babies
they don't
cry like all the time. That's
they cry all the time if you do something to them.
As you especially do something to their dad, who they love.
The only way they could communicate is through crying.
Oh, God, Rod. This is, problematic for so many different reasons right now.
Exactly.
Basically, Rod is saying babies only cry for attention.
Exactly.
Not because of real stuff.
That's manipulative.
You're gaslamping right now, Rod.
This is Kanye West, and please get that Rod Berry away from me. I ain't going to jail tonight.
All right, gripe number one.
All right, so should we get into, like, gang, this might be a shorter episode, but we're going to
No, the gripes are never short, man.
Okay, who wants to do the first gripe?
But here's the thing, we got to be curious about these gripes. We can't just gripe and then move on.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Who wants to go? Okay, wait, you should go first since you have the most to say about these gripes. And how they should be done. So you do your gripe, I'll see how it's going to be done. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, if I go first, then y'all. I was saying somebody else go first, and I'll ask them questions. But I'll go first. Whatever. All right, go.
Good.
Now on with the countdown. Five.
My number five gripe is my feet hurt. They hurt, and I have a bruise on my pinky toe and my top of my foot, and I'm pretty sure it's just from walking across all of goddamn Toronto.
What every day, are you counting your steps on your phone? Are you no. like checking in? Wait, that's okay. I'm gonna do
it
a
does
click.
It automatically.
You I'm doing just, a yeah. Can you look at it real quick?
Look at your how phone. Do I do it? Click on the heart.
The heart.
There's a heart at there's a heart thing called health.
Yeah.
I think you'd also just okay. type in health.
Don't share my data with Apple. Okay.
I'll share an Apple with my daddy, but not my daddy with an Apple.
I don't know. Okay, let's see. You know, my average amount of steps.
Oh, watch this is way about to lie.
11,420.
What the deuce?
Is that for the week?
Steps a day.
But for how many days? This month?
This is last week.
Okay.
So this week so far, steps, my average is 8,422.
All right.
That's crazy.
Is it?
That's pretty good.
Today I walked 7,701.
What the hell?
You still got way more day left. So you're going to do more walking.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been walking everywhere. My feet hurt so bad. I got a bruise on the top of my left foot and my pinky toe and the nail is all bruised. I feel like old as fuck.
Dude, that's nasty.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds really disgusting.
And I think it's because I've just been walking around town in my Doc Martens.
Yeah.
And so I had to buy new shoes called Hokas. And the lady selling me the shoes, a young woman, I said, my feet hurt. What's with these shoes? And she said, those are the TikTok shoes. And I said,
the fuck you say to me?
Well, maybe I don't want those. And she goes, just try them on. I tried them on. I was like, oh, all right. Yeah, I'll get these things.
Mm-hmm.
I never worn shoes so comfortable in my life, these Hokas.
That's so, I'd love to wear a nice, comfy shoe. But
I'm intrigued as to why they're TikTok shoes.
Okay. Rod, are you ready for your number five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm ready. Toilet no, paper rolls.
Okay, here we go.
Toilet
okay.
paper rolls are too big.
Too
the
big?
The fuck you say to me? What?
I'm trying to buy toilet paper. I just want a regular size roll that fits into my thing.
This is not.
He's pointing at his asshole.
Rod,
no, set. Not my asshole.
And all of our holder. Listeners, Rod wants less toilet paper for people. So what do you think that means?
The toilet paper roll holder is not big enough to hold these big ass toilet papers.
And that's what you tell people when they visit. That's why you don't have toilet paper.
No, I have toilet paper. It just, I don't like. Yeah, I have to find the right one. I have to look through all the toilet paper to find.
You know,
one
I will say
this is a really good story, Rod.
The one time I went to Rod's house, I did take a poop, and I said, Rod, where's the toilet paper? Well, how am I going to wipe my butt? And he goes, you figure it out and let me watch. I was like, what?
And we'll explain. And you said, explain yourself. And you go, oh, he said, the toilet paper's too big and it doesn't fit.
You guys,
I guess.
You guys don't have this experience where all the toilet paper is mega rolls now.
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
I don't
like mega rolls.
No, I tell like you, here's rolls. What I do. Here's what I do. Okay.
The mega roll means you don't have to replace it every other day with my doo doo ass.
That's true. But what I do is I fill the bathtub up with warm water, but put a bit of Epsom salt in there. And after I take a Tony, I just dip my butt once. Dip my butt, wiggle it around in the water.
You also have champagne when you do that, right?
Yeah, I do.
And you light candles?
Light a couple candles, dip my butt, wiggle it around.
Does that clean it?
Yeah, it cleans it up a little bit.
Nah. Just a little, not all the way?
Go ahead, slap my dungarees back on and I go about my day.
And then you get some brown stew for later.
Oh, I save the stew. Yeah, save the stew, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
You just have a big thing of the stew, or?
Well, I just want to see what happens, how it changes. Like when you're a kid, you know, and you'd be like, I want, you know what, I'm going to put my G.I. Joe in a cup and fill it with water and put it in the freezer, see what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same thing. Exactly the same thing, actually.
You guys ready for my number five?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, on with the countdown. Five. My number five is me and Rod went to the L.A. County Fair over the weekend, and I'm really disappointed with the fucked up food options that they have there. And back in the day, they would have like deep fried pickled stuff Oreos or something really just out of left field here. But my options at the LA Fair was just everything. It was just normal food, but with Flaming Hot Cheetos dusted on it. Uh-huh. And that was it. Mm. And that's what everyone, you couldn't find anything weird except for the one thing I found that was weird was Fruity Pebbles covered shrimp.
And that is really weird though.
Yeah.
That was really weird. So I didn't leave.
It also had like a cheese sauce or something. What was
that?
It had
like an aioli, like a chipotle aioli. No, it was bad. It was, wasn't even, but I enjoyed that it was weird. So I'm not saying it doesn't have to be good for it to be.
Yeah. Clay bought it. It was $16. You got four shrimp.
That's
actually, it was $18.
Well, yeah, because when we were kids, we had the shrimp festival, and you get every type of shrimp you could ever dream of. But then there was also like alligator on a stick and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they had some weird foods.
Dog
in a bowl. Yeah. There's get a lemonade in one of them alien shaped cups.
Yeah. Right. Did you notice any other weird foods there that didn't have anything to do with Flaming Hot
Cheetos? No, I mean, Flaming Hot Cheetos was kind of the main thing that they had that was weird. Everything else was just like maybe big.
Yeah, it was like Flaming Hot Cheetos corn dog, Flaming Hot Cheetos hot dog, Flaming Hot Cheetos like chicken sandwich.
Remember like seeing people just like basically having like a bucket of French fries?
Yeah.
That's maybe the weirdest thing I saw was just like a guy who had like too many French fries.
What did you eat, Rod?
I had a corn dog. And I had a little bit of corn too. Corn in a cup.
Corn dog and some corn in a cup. Love that.
All right. Really love that. Wait,
oh, and a Dole Whip.
And a Dole Whip was great, my man.
Yeah. Dole Whip is really good.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, you ready for your number four?
Now, on with the countdown. Four.
Mine is YouTube algorithm. Bad.
This whole thing?
Well, dude, I've never watched this. Like I was telling in the Patreon, I watched a Star Wars video called How Bad Movies Are Made. And this video is really good. But then what ended up happening is my YouTube shifted to only being things about Star Wars.
Or like a video of a YouTube channel called Nerdtastic Geek.
Yeah, which I'm okay with that. But then it was that. And then also how feminism is bad.
Oh,
and like diversity is
bad. Yeah.
All right. I mean, yours sounds fucked up.
Yeah, but from watching one critique of Star Wars, that's what YouTube becomes, and I think that's a sign of the times. Maybe that's why society is falling. like it just takes one video to get completely brainwashed.
To start getting all of the worst shit in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the Star Wars movies either. I'm just saying, like, all it takes is one video of like a pretty, I'd say, middle critique of the new Star Wars movies, and now everything is like 10 reason fucking Captain Marvel's a bitch.
Oh my god. my YouTube is just all Howard Stern videos. It's all.
Well, there's some people have this YouTube thing tapped in. Like if you watch one Phoebe Bridgers video, your entire YouTube becomes Phoebe Bridgers. If you watch one Tony Hawk thing, everything is suddenly Tony Hawk. But if I watch like 14 videos in a row of alligators almost attacking people, I don't ever get a single alligator attack video recommended to me.
Well, that's like not a thing you can like recreate, right? That's just like a thing that happens.
I guess. So, I think it's just like, I think that's how you know you've like really done something within the, like you've become a kind of a cultural phenomenon is when you watch one thing of you on YouTube, of that on YouTube, and then your YouTube just completely shifts.
Yeah. I mean, that happened with me with like Elden Ring. Like as soon as I looked up one thing for Elden Ring, that's all I get now is just different Elden Ring character builds and stuff. And that's it.
Or on my Instagram, I watched one thing about Johnny Depp said on his court thing that Amber Heard pooped in his bed.
What was it? What did he call him?
But he called it like a doopy or something, some little nickname.
Yeah, I forget what it was called.
It's like, well, you know, she left a doopy in my bed. Was that? And I had to watch him say that. I watched that, and now it's nothing but like Johnny Depp fans like editing these videos of their trial. And
what's going on with this trial?
I have no idea.
I'm like so checked out of all that.
I have no clue what's going on in the trial. I don't know what the fuck, who's bad or what, but all I know is that it's all of my Instagram now is just like on that explore page. It's just like,
yeah,
10 reasons.
Right, are you
Amber Heard is a fucking devil or
who are people siding with? Are people siding with Johnny Depp?
I don't know, because Johnny Depp has so many fans that everybody's on his side, you know. That's like what you see on the internet.
Right.
So I don't really know.
Wait, Rod, are you ready for your number 4?
Yeah, I was just thinking about leaving a doopy in a bed.
I'm not gonna leave a doopy.
I did see that in his eyes. He's gonna leave
a bogey in a bed. Doopy in a bed. No.
Now on with the countdown. 4.
My number 4 gripe is that all these soda companies, they have special sodas, and I don't know where to find them. I want the berry Dr. Pepper, and I don't know how to get it.
Oh, dude. Fuck yeah. They had like a ginger or something weird Sprite one time, and I convinced
Sprite
myself.
Sprite cranberry?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sprite.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Like a Sprite cranberry.
I could never find it.
And I want it so bad, and it's hard to find. And right. They should make it easier for me to find it. Should be at every 7-Eleven.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is true. It's hard to find, dude. It's hard to find a lot of these like little special little drinks. I wonder where you're supposed to get them. Is it like a Costco exclusive or something?
Maybe where did your dad? I think Walmart always always has these things.
Is that where your dad would go?
Yeah, we were a Walmart family.
He would drive all the way up to that Walmart.
No. We had him on the island, my man.
Not until way later, dude. We didn't get that Walmart until we were like 17.
Yeah, but that was like during the time my dad was really into the Mountain Dew, like electricity blue or whatever the fuck they're called.
Oh my god, I saw some photo the other day of all of the Mountain Dew flavors lined up. Ooh, looked good.
That's beautiful stuff.
Well, I still want to try the spicy one.
Did you ever try Spark Rubber?
It's a flaming hot one. My main critique with the LA Fair, man, dude, I'm like.
Maybe there's a Fruity Pebbles and Shrimp flavor.
Well, I wouldn't like that. That was bad.
Wait, I forgot to say this about the Fruity Pebbles and Shrimp.
Okay, go for it.
The Fruity Pebbles, all they added was a nasty, soggy cereal texture.
Yeah, that's it. They just added it. It tasted like a mistake. And Whitney was like, she was trying to sell me on it, like the possibility, because the photo just looked like shrimp and Fruity Pebbles. And I was like, well, it's just that simple, folks. And Whitney was like, oh, you know, they have like honey glazed shrimp. Maybe it's like a take on that. Like it's a sweet thing. And then like the Fruity Pebbles adds to the sweetness and adds like a fruity taste. No, it's just cereal and shrimp. It's a mistake.
Just a soggy cereal.
All right. Y'all ready for my number 4?
Yeah.
Number 4.
Now on with the countdown. 4.
My number 4 gripe is the movie Memoria. It's a movie that I saw. It's a Peter Pong film that came out recently, and it's a movie that apparently it is only getting released in the movie theater because the movie has to do the movie's about a girl who hears a sound, and you had to have a specific sound system for that. For it to work in the movie. So it's a very sound specific movie, but the problem is they're releasing it in theater, so you have to watch it with other people. And I watched it in the Lamley in Pasadena, and the crowd was the loudest crowd.
Did y'all go again in the middle of the day where there's a bunch of old people talking?
No, this was a night screening, my man. And so it started with us. We sat in the back And the first thing that happened was a guy couldn't find his seat, so he turned on his flashlight. And this is like the movie's already started. And the movie has a really slow, quiet opening. And you have to pay attention. It's really dark. And he's finding his flashlight, and he has enough candy to feed a family of eight. And then he starts getting into the bag. And while that's happening, a guy in the second row doesn't know where he is. And so he's just... he's using his outdoor voice to ask what seat is what, and one guy stood up and said "shut the fuck up" while this movie is going on, and it really it was very upsetting to watch this movie like that.
Okay, is it my gripe turn? Because I have a bit of a gripe heist.
Okay, ready? Let's go.
Three,
and this is a gripe heist.
Okay, take over, my man.
Good.
So my gripe heist is that I was dealing with this the other day in Northman. It's too hard to open the candy bags. They're sealing these things in a way that is they're overdoing it.
It's almost so like, do you not want me in here?
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of movies lately where I'm having a hard time getting to my candy bag in a quiet part of this movie. And I basically just have to abandon even trying to get into my candy until there's a loud part of the movie. And sometimes that doesn't happen for a long time.
Yeah, Memoria, it only happens like four or five times.
Yep.
Where there's a loud part.
So yeah. it becomes a joke. Everyone makes fun of me. I'm trying to get into my Reese's Pieces. While Northman's daddy's getting his head lopped off.
Right.
Yeah. And sorry to heist your gripe, Clay, but it's a...
Do you want a number? You want another number three?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Right.
But yeah, just don't have the candy so loud. Okay.
Yeah. You ever have those like knockoff candies at like those really independent theaters, like Sour Jacks? And they just like slide right open.
Wait, what's Sour Jacks a knockoff of?
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, okay, they slide right in.
I have a memory of seeing a movie where, you know how they give you the cardboard box for M&Ms? I remember I have a guy, and inside it is just like a regular bag of M&Ms. A guy opened it up, and then he poured them slowly into the cardboard box of M&Ms.
Oh, no.
And would like switch back and forth doing that. Whenever he wanted M&Ms for some reason.
Yeah.
So like the entire movie, it's just a man like pouring his M&Ms into the cardboard box.
One of my nice memories of one time when I lived with CJ, it was during when True Detective was on TV, which is a bit of a slow burn, that show. Yeah. And CJ was on a workout diet kick. So every night when that show would come on, he would have got a salad delivered, and it would always be right in the most extreme part about like fucking the devil and pedophilia or whatever, that he would put all the dressing on his salad and close it and then shake it as loud as he could.
Yeah.
It shook me to my core. It was a snap of a finger, like happy guy to rage filled.
Yep. Rod, are you ready for your number three?
Yeah.
Now on with the countdown. Three.
My number three gripe is that NBA 2K22 career mode sucks. It's not fun to play. It's actually really frustrating. You have to just go around and talk to people all the time.
The fuck? I thought the game is what you dribble and you try to get the ball.
And then eventually someone's on fire. No.
So most of the game, you're actually not even playing basketball.
Wait, are you like cutting deals? Talking to agents?
You are talking to agents. You're talking to your manager who lives with you, who's your roommate. And yeah, you have to like sign endorsements and you have to do all this stupid shit. And I just want to start playing basketball. And it takes so long.
Have you done one dunk?
I did one dunk, but I'm also bad at NBA 2K. It doesn't teach you how to play while you're
More importantly, have you gotten your lawyer involved on a deal just to make sure everything's like good?
Like you have to choose your agents. Like at one point in the game, you have to go in the city that you're in.
And you have to chain, you have to change your phone number because your family's trying to get money from you.
No, that's not part of it. But I'm sure if you wait long enough, yeah.
One is that you just wait for an email for a couple of 10 minutes
while you're at the T-Mobile store.
Yeah.
But it's like you just have to like there's all these like little things that take so long to just play basketball.
Why is it called 2K?
It's just the name of the game. There's NBA 2K in the year 2000. And that was a big deal and they just have kept it since then.
Gotcha. Well, I keep thinking about maybe getting a PS5, but mm-hmm. then I don't think I would ever leave my hotel, so might be bad.
I feel like you've seen enough of Toronto. You ever think that?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it all. Parkdale? I go there every day.
Uh-huh.
The cherry blossoms? Yeah, I know about them.
Are they pretty?
They are pretty. I mean, everybody in Toronto is going ham right now because...
Dude, you're getting me hungry.
It's summertime. Yeah, I would go. I'd kill for some ham right now.
You guys ready for my number three?
Yeah.
Now on with the countdown. Three.
My number three gripe is I had jury duty, and I had jury duty for 3 days, and those 3 days were just of just picking picking all the jurors, and it was a pool of about like 80 people, and they had to pick like 18 jurors, and the jury trial was going to be a 20-day trial, not counting the 3 days it's going to take to pick the damn people, and then the trial was about two lawyers suing each other. One lawyer started a startup about lawyers, and another lawyer felt like he wasn't something, I don't know, and it pissed me off. And
you're actually allowed to talk about it.
I don't care. I really don't care.
Clay's punk, Rod. You forget.
I'm punk, my man.
You're all ska. Right. He's punk.
Rod's just sweating bullets because he knows once the law gets involved, and they're gonna look into his dirty doings.
I hope they don't
look through his search history.
Don't go through there. No, thank you.
So when they were picking out jurors, everyone was trying to get out, but no one would fully commit to something. And it pissed me off. And I was frightened every day that I was going to get picked.
But you never did.
No, never did. So
it would be scary to be picked.
Yeah. Give me a 5-day trial. I'm in. I'll do that. It's fine. 20 days for two lawyers to argue with each other? No, thank you, my man.
Yeah, 20 days is so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well, you get paid.
But you do get paid. $15.
I just realized the other day I'm in Toronto for another 21 days.
Holy shit. What the hell?
Man, this is fucking shit.
Okay. Rod, wait, you ready for your number
three? Yeah.
Okay. Wait, you're number two.
Oh, Rod, sit down.
Now on with the countdown. Two.
All right, number two is I don't know what it is about my face.
Here we go.
When I get into the cars that take me to film this show, there's usually a driver, there's like a handful of them. A couple of them just love telling me how there's too many liberals. Yeah. And I know they're not saying this shit to the other people on the show. It's just me. I know it. And I'm just like, that's kind of, I don't want to engage, you know?
Right.
But this one, and now I'm interested. So I sort of egg him on a bit. He'll be like, too many liberals in Canada, man. I'm moving to Texas. He's like Eastern European.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like Dracula. I'm moving to Texas with my daughter because there is too many liberals.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't know, man. There's liberals everywhere. And he's like, yes, but Canada, everybody says, it's a perfect place. It is not perfect. And I teach my daughter how to shoot AK-47s.
Right, right.
And I go, oh, do you? Wow, that's cool. That's crazy.
Oh, huh? Awesome.
That and he rocks. Goes, yes, the most important thing I teach her is to know how long it takes to reload. For when your opponent is reloading, you that is your time to strike.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
People have these like these ideas that they're when it comes to like protecting yourself, it's like one of those battles where you throw your extra like ammo down before while you fight and you start shooting and then you do a roll all the way down there and you're like you had that the whole time, you kick it in and then you shoot and then you go, oops, I'm out of bullets. And then they have a big speech on the other end, but while they're having the speech, you jump up and more bullets come out of your pockets and it lands in your gun and you go, 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 go.
Yeah, that's what this, I know that's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
He's just thinking.
His daughter to be like,
well, he wants his daughter to be a badass.
Yeah.
In Texas.
Yeah, anytime anything happens where guns are involved, yeah, you do turn into Deadpool, like Rod said.
Pretty much. I want to tell him he's like convinced that if he goes to America, you know, he's like probably 60 years old. He's convinced if he goes to America, that's where everything's really happening. He's going to be able to really make some moves. And I'm like, dude, I don't think so, man. This place is exactly the same. And everybody in Canada complains about the same shit everybody in America complains about. But yeah, I don't know. I must just be.
Yeah, but
my
you
face.
Can go see a doctor, right?
Yeah, you can see a doctor.
That actually would be
well. I mean, it is okay. The one thing about America that I am frustrated by is every time I leave my house, a guy goes up to me, he goes, "Are you a liberal?" And I go, "Yeah, yeah, I am." And he goes, "Well, you're not interested in making moves, all right?" And then he disappears, or he actually flies away. But he flies away so quick that it looks like he disappeared. Yeah. What are you saying, Whit?
Well, I was going to say it's annoying for me every time I leave my house is somebody, especially if I forget my AK-47. Is that somebody comes up to me and challenges me to an AK-47 battle.
Mm-hmm. And then you're unprepared because you didn't
I'm unprepared.
Have your AKs. And then what happens, the worst thing that happens is there's not a gunfight.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, you can get in the gunfight.
Yeah.
You got to get into the gunfight.
Yeah.
Every day. It's radio say style.
But what's funny is, you know, we always find that middle ground and we just end up laughing.
Laughing, yeah. Yeah, if you can't laugh with your political opponent and like have dinner like at least like three times a week and like you know talk about all the political stuff that y'all agree with and meet in the middle on some issues, then what's the point of living in a democracy, huh, gang?
Yeah,
I see it from both sides.
Yeah, me too. Rod, are you ready for your number two?
Yeah, I'm ready for my number two.
Okay.
Countdown. Two.
They need to have sampler size at fair.
Exactly.
They need to have a sampler size at the fair because everything's so big, you can only really get one of them.
And then that's all your meal. That's your meal for the whole thing.
You're just gonna get one huge turkey leg, one full rack of ribs or something like that, and that's all you can get.
And it's not really for sharing either because there's no place to sit. Really.
Yeah, that's my They gotta add more places to sit at these fucking places.
Yeah,
even like Six Flags, they gotta put more seating. It's fucked.
It is fucked.
Did you get a turkey leg?
No, I got. Well, I only got a corn dog and cup of corn.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, your corn
and
cup.
The Dole Whip.
Dole Whip.
Yeah, remember Bob Dole? Bob Dole. Remember that?
Yeah.
He makes ice cream now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really good ice cream.
It's really, really good ice cream.
Yeah. You know, I've never had a turkey leg in my life.
What the hell?
Wait. Yep.
You never been to Disneyland and got a turkey leg after Magic Mountain?
Nope.
You never gone to the Renaissance Fair and got a big turkey leg?
And had some food and grog? No, I never have.
That's fucked up, Whit.
I would like to, but I never have.
I guess we got to do it.
Yeah.
When you get back to living in the USA in 2 years. We'll
yeah, basically. Basically, I'm here for 14 years.
Is it my number two now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Now on with the countdown. Two.
My number two is a continuation of jury duty because it really took over my life for a bit. And so On the third day, I was debating about, and I texted the boys about this, that I was like, I'll do anything to get out of here because it's excruciating going listening to the interview process of this, that I kind of just want to tell them I have COVID. And I eventually did not do that. I kind of did the right thing, and I just...
I sent you my test results.
Yeah, you did do that. But so I decided to go in. And that day, a lady came in, and we're, like, all huddled in a small, small courtroom where we're just, like, elbow to elbow. I'm wearing a mask, but about 90% weren't wearing a mask. And this lady gets called up because everyone's, like, getting kicked out because they're, like, not... They're saying they won't be fair because they just want to get out of it. And this lady comes up, and she makes a big stink about this, about, like, not wanting to be there. And she goes, when she was describing herself, you had to, like, tell him your name and, like, if you have kids or whatever. And she goes, well, I have one kid, and he's at home with COVID where I live with him. And then all the people that were sitting next to her, breathing her air, were very disappointed. And I'm like, that's your out, lady. Tell him, call in and say you have COVID because you live with someone that have COVID. You can prove that you want someone with COVID. Why are you here?
Yeah, she didn't think that through.
Yeah.
Maybe she wanted to be there.
No, because she was desperately trying to get out. She was like, can you be fair to both sides? And she goes, I can't. And they go, why not? And she goes, I don't like lawyers. And they go, I know that you might like not like them, but I'm going to present you the law, and they're going to present their case, and you just have to use common sense. Can you not use common sense? And then she goes, well, and then she does that. She stammers for about a minute straight. I was watching the clock, and it was infuriating. She didn't have to be there. You just tell them you have COVID, gang.
My son has COVID. That's
also
like
it's
enough.
Like I don't like lawyers. You'd say, well, both of them are lawyers, so that you're fine there. I
mean, yeah,
you don't like either of them,
right? So, anywho, gang, wait, are you ready for your number two?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Wait, is this number one?
This is my number
this
one.
This is number one, sorry. Rod, don't ever correct me again.
I'm sorry.
Now, on with the countdown. One.
Find out more at GoArmy.com.
You're probably...
Yeah, my number one is The Gap. They were making these really good t-shirts for a sec. I got one of them. They're gone now. They don't make them no more.
No, boy.
What is it with these companies, man? They'll figure it out for a hot minute. They'll figure out, oh, you know what? Let's just do like a basic, like white, black, blue, maybe a, I don't know, some other color. Let's do some hoodies. Same, just basic colors. Why don't we make these pants a little baggier for a sec, too?
Yeah.
See what that's all about. Like a like more of a traditional looking pair of jeans. And they get it. They nail it for like 2 months. And I guess then nobody buys that shit. And then they go back to, and now everything is like salmon Easter colors, like salmon and.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong
yellow
with these companies?
Maybe. Jeans are as tight as a dog.
You know
is
how
that,
like.
Is it summer style? Is that the summer style?
I guess it could be the summer style, but
instead
then I go
of the
to
fall? Or
could be, but then I go to Abercrombie. This is me just cruising around the mall. I don't buy nothing. I'm just cruising around this damn mall near where I live. And then, but then I go to Abercrombie and Fitch and they got all the cool styles and they took that deer or whatever it was off the moose off their shirt. Now they got the good shit, man. Anyway, I just want to know why do companies do that? Like, is it because nobody's buying the stuff or is it because is it a seasonal thing?
I think it's probably seasonal. There's probably a time when you have kind of more blank kind of shirts.
It should be year round, my man. And also, you know how like Heather Gray has that like weird pattern in it? It's not just pure gray. It has that like weird pattern.
Yeah.
And then that pattern started coming in every color now. And you can never find a normal looking fucking shirt that's one solid color.
If
what's
you
going
watch
on there,
like,
gang?
TV shows and movies and stuff and commercials now, every shirt is that Heather blue or whatever it is. There's no just solid color.
Just a V-neck Heather teal.
I mean, dude, on movies and shows, if you're wearing something that's black, they'll go, oh, we can't have black. It looks terrible. But then I don't get it because I make things all the time. And so does Clay, where there's characters wearing black or white or red.
Yeah, no one
and
cares.
It looks completely fine.
It looks fine. It looks normal.
In fact, red looks really cool on camera.
Why are you not supposed to have red on camera?
Some like it's an old thing, like old sensors in a digital camera has a hard time like registering that color. But you know, we live in this is the year 2021, gang.
And with black,
December 2021.
Are they worried about like getting the wrong color black or something, or making it look weird?
I don't. I think they're just like they want clothes that pop a little more, but. I don't know. I don't think it really matters. White, I guess, makes the most sense because it becomes a bounce.
Yeah, it's reflective.
But if you're wearing an old white shirt, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rod, are you ready for your number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now on with the countdown. One.
People who are turning right, they need to be stopping at some
here we go.
Oh, here we go.
I don't believe in that.
Come on. I don't think cars should stop. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
I have almost been hit so many times in the last like 2 weeks.
But then you get to sue, you make a little money.
Rod is like
I could die.
Rod is like into these like walking rights lately.
You gotta just look. You gotta make sure no cars are coming.
That they're like zooming by.
Rod.
They don't
yeah,
even
and that's
they
exciting,
barely
dude.
Slow
it's
down.
Like you're at like Magic Mountain.
Have a blast.
They're
going
to wipe
having...
me out.
Rod, you are so entitled.
It's scary. They could kill me.
Rod, I believe everyone has the right of way. I think
except for walkers.
Yeah.
Just stop at the stop sign.
You know what? I'm going to change it. I do believe walkers should have the right of way too. But be ready to hop up on that hood if a car's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready every time. I'm ready every time
to hop up on
that hood. Yeah, when I'm walking across a thing, get ready, hop up on that hood. Now I got these fancy squishy shoes. I'm going to be hopping real big.
Right. All right, you guys ready for my number one?
Well, hold up. Let's hear Rod out.
Okay.
So, Rod, tell me about almost getting hit.
It's just like somebody who is not slowing down. I'm walking. Like I'm walking, so I'm on the right of them, right? So they're just
You're on the right of me.
So they're looking left out into the traffic to see if a car is coming. They don't slow down at the stop sign at all. They just kind of zoom by. And I just it's like maybe if I was like 3 steps ahead of where I was, I would just be obliterated by this car.
Yeah, ow, stop, stop.
I'd have to do that.
Yeah, let's hope you do a better impression if it's real. But what do you do? Do you then yell at them and raise your hands up and shake your head?
Depending on how close I am, sometimes I'll like bonk their car with my hand, just kind of give
this
it a...
This is a certified...
Just give them a hit on their car a little bit.
And that's fucked up that you would do that.
Yeah,
that's
a what-the-deuce moment.
That's not your property.
But they could have obliterated me.
But maybe they were thinking you were ready to jump up over the hood.
Oh, they could have thought that.
Exactly.
Point. But sometimes I'll flip somebody off.
What the heck? Rod! No!
Sometimes I'll just kind of give them a nice wave, just like, hi, I'm here. Like that. The other day, I flipped somebody off because this wasn't at a stop sign. This was at a light. So the light was green and the walk sign was on. And the guy was turning right. He didn't slow down at all. And he was maybe like a foot ahead of like where I was. Like I was in the street already and he was, it was fairly close. I was very upset with him. And then he just had to stop, you know, half a block later at a stoplight.
You got all that?
So he was just looking, so it sounds to me like you're just looking for a fight.
Yeah. You're looking for trouble. You're just out in the streets looking for a fight. Yeah. All right. Okay.
And it's funny, right? Because you should be pro car because you drive for a living, but you don't respect the thing that helps you make a living.
I'm pro walking. I think people have a right to walk.
All right. Well, so you send that out into the cosmos. Good luck with your whole keeping that job.
You're
basically telling, hey, God, I hate my job.
No. Well, God, don't believe. Don't listen to him.
Well, my God's a good listener. So. What are you saying, Clay?
You ready for my number one?
Yeah.
You know it.
Okay.
Now, on with the Gaga. One.
So the other day, this my number one gripe is the other day that I, me and Whitney went out to, Pasadena, hung out for a bit, and I parked on the street, and it was kind of a tight fit as a parallel parked on the street, and, the curbs are really high, and so Whitney has to, I had to like pull out first before Whitney gets in the car, and so we were leaving, and there's a Tesla behind the car, and so I got in the car to pull out just a little bit. And when Whitney was outside waiting for me to get away from the curb, she said to me, how about you hit this Tesla on the way out? And sorry for being British, but she was just being cheeky in it. And so she got in the car, and I had to back out just a little bit more, and I actually did hit the Tesla. and it was just a little bump, but I did hit it. And I pulled out a little, so I looked at my rear view to see if I left a mark. And I didn't leave a mark. It was a, I had a black car, they had a black car, and it was just no marks at all. And I was like, okay, cool. And I just left. And we were doing, Whitney was doing research. And apparently the Tesla has a thing where if anything happens to the car, they are like constantly recording audio and video around the car. And so whenever a car gets hit, they send an alert to the people. And Whitney was freaking out because she literally said before I hit the car, how about you hit this Tesla? And then I hit the Tesla. And then Whitney was freaking out that we were going to get in trouble because like they the car is like a fucking Minority Report or like Judge Dredd at this point. Mm-hmm. And I had to like drive 15 minutes back just to leave a note on the car with my phone number, saying I hit the car, even though there was no damage at all. And I hate Teslas. Why? You're driving around a fucking police state. Like, why is that?
Oh, well, because you can charge the car instead of getting gas.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Is that,
no, I mean, imagine you? How I feel, dude. The car that's parked on the street where I have to back out every single day is a Tesla.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of pressure.
You have like a weird spot, too. I feel like it's really, really tight when that Tesla's there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not supposed to park there, I don't think. But whatever. Yeah, I don't know. All this technology. You know what happens with my car? You have to go in. My car, when I was in Florida, I guess somebody tried to break in and the alarm went off. Okay. And then that drained the battery.
Stupid.
And so I had to go get a new battery. They gave it to me for free. And I was like, well, what can I do to make sure that doesn't happen anymore? And he goes, well, you just need to start your car at once a week because there's so much electronics in this car that if something like that happens, it'll turn like the camera, it'll turn something on and then it'll drain the battery. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, dude, I go out of town for months at a time. And he's like, well, yeah, you just got to unplug the whole battery then. Or unless you
Why?
Want somebody to start the car once a week.
Stupid.
And I say, well, what do I got to do to get that? And he goes, well, you need to get a, I don't know what it was, like a quarter inch thing. And I was like, oh, okay, I have that. And he goes, well, no, you need a special one that's made for car batteries that goes down 5 inches deep before it latches onto the nut.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, fucking. Anyway, so every week I text Mitra, can you go turn my car on and turn it off?
That's so stupid. I can leave my Hyundai out for fucking years and it's not going to do a thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like my like in the inside of my car, like when inside of Witt's car is like an iPad. The inside of my car is like a Casio.
Well, when I had the Camry and I had COVID, uh-huh. I didn't drive the car for 2 weeks because that was back when you couldn't do anything with COVID for 14 days,
mm-hmm.
and the battery died.
No, well,
and that had literally nothing.
Well, I had the same
experience. That car's old as a dog, though.
I had the same experience, and my car was fine.
Huh.
So, like, you ain't never had COVID. You can't get COVID.
Coronavirus.
Well, I mean, during the pandemic. I mean, when I was supposed to stay indoors, I never got
coronavirus.
What kind of blood do you have, Clay? Do you know what blood type you are?
I do, but I can't. It's like O, maybe O negative, maybe.
It? Oh, that's really... the kind that can't get COVID.
No, maybe it's not O negative then.
Can a type of blood not get COVID?
Yeah, there's a type that's like least likely.
I think
likely
it's type O negative.
Is that a band?
Yeah. They have a sick ass song called Black Number 9.
Oh, no. I'm AB negative.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I don't know what I am.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm probably like gotta X. go get blood work done.
AB negative X. sounds like a 90s like Cro-Mags type hardcore band.
Well, typo negative is a 90s goth
that's
band.
That's what I'm thinking of. All right, gang. Anything else on this episode that y'all want to promote, talk about?
Nope.
All right. Gang and Civil Dad's playing at Mammoth Lakes Film Festival is here in that area. Go check it out. Gang.
When?
One second.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend on the Sunday, but I'll give you the exact date.
The 29th.
On the 29th, gang. So, okay, that's it. That's the episode. Bye, gang.
How long was this?
Wait, 1 second, keep on. Okay.
Good. Find out more.
I'm not done.
Hello. Eating a hamburger in almost 15 minutes. Hello, freak bitches.
Bye, gang.
Bye.